I received the sacrament of confirmation at the age of 8. I was very excited about receiving this sacrament of confirmation. Throughout the 3 years we went to classes before confirmation, we were always taught confirmation makes us soldiers of Jesus Christ. I didn't really know what that meant. At the end of the ceremony, I went home, and there was a celebration and all the congratulations. And I was very excited, not only because I was confirmed, but because I don't have to go to CCD again. By the next day, everything was normal. Nothing dramatic, nothing different happened. I continued to do some of the regular things I did in the church. I was an honor server and I enjoyed so much serving. I served almost at every daily mass. I also belonged to some other groups within the church, the Legion of Mary, the St. Anthony Society, St. Jude Society. I was a church key, always in the church, doing something else, doing something. But also one of the things about me and my faith was that I was very, very shy and afraid of speaking about my faith. I was scared to death if somebody challenged me about my faith. I didn't want to talk about it because I can't defend it. And this went throughout high school days continue. If you see me today, then I think I always was this bold to speak to a group of people. I wasn't. I was very shy. I couldn't speak to a group of 5 people. And I couldn't speak about my faith. Something dramatic happened when I was in college, my very first year of college. I was invited by some of my friends to lead to the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Movement. I heard something about it, but I didn't really know so much what it was about. I joined the regular prayer meetings. Through the process, there was a Life in the Spirit seminar. Again, I didn't know what that was, but because I was regular, I decided to be part of it. Week 5 of the Life in the Spirit seminar was baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've been a Catholic all my life. I never had baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's one baptism I know. Baptism with water. And that happened when I was a baby. But I was open to it. On the day of baptism of the Holy Spirit, I walked up to the lady that prayed for me. She held my hands and she prayed for me. Again, I didn't feel anything dramatic happen in my life. I didn't get slain in the spirit as most people did. I didn't speak in tongues as some people did. I didn't have all these great healings or great effects, spiritual effects in my life at that moment. But when I went back home, I started noticing that something different was happening in my life. The next day, I was not afraid of speaking to other people on campus about my faith as a Christian and as a Catholic. I started praying for people. When somebody says, you see, or she is sick, I wasn't afraid of laying my hands on that person and praying in the Spirit. There was a sense of boldness that came with what happened to me the previous day. That was a turning moment in my faith, or in my faith journey. From the very shy, fearful baby, I became someone who could speak about Jesus Christ to other students on campus. I became someone who could carry my Bible freely and boldly and not thinking other people will criticize me or call me a fanatic. That was the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm really glad that I was introduced to the movement when I was in college. Since that time, I have been bold to speak about my faith as a Christian and as a Catholic. In fact, I look for opportunities to speak about my faith as a Christian and as a Catholic. What happened during the baptism of the Spirit is that the flame of the Holy Spirit that was already in me was stirred up. In this second reading, Paul tells Timothy to stir up the flame of the Holy Spirit, which you receive through the laying on of my hands. Some of you may be like me before that flame was stirred up. Some of you are very ashamed of speaking about your faith as a Christian or a Catholic. Some of you don't want to identify yourself as a Christian to your agnostic friends or classmates or roommates. You are ashamed or afraid of defending your faith or witnessing your faith to other people. And Paul is saying to you today, the reason you cannot do that is because you have not stirred up the flame of the Holy Spirit that is in you. At confirmation, when the bishop stretched his hands upon you and prayed, invoking the Holy Spirit on you, you receive that flame of the Holy Spirit. So Paul is asking you today to stir up that flame and do not be ashamed to witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the Spirit, as St. Paul says in today's second reading, that we have received is not a spirit of cowardice, is not a spirit of timidity. As St. Paul will say in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 15, the spirit that you have received is not a spirit of slavery that you should fall back into fear. The spirit that you have received is a spirit of adoption that enables you to cry out, Abba, Father, because He is truly your Father. He is truly my Father. It is that spirit that enables us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people. It is that spirit that enables us to be effective witnesses. There is no way we can be effective witnesses without faith in our lives. And that's why in this gospel, the apostles of Jesus Christ realize this and they ask Jesus Christ, increase our faith. We have to ask Jesus Christ to increase our faith. Faith is not one of those things that just falls from the sky. It is something we have to constantly pray for. You can't have too much of it. You can't have too much of faith. You can't have too much of the Holy Spirit. You have to always pray for faith. The apostles in today's gospel pray, asking Jesus Christ to increase their faith. We also have to ask Jesus Christ to increase our faith. Jesus Christ said something to them in today's gospel. He says, if your faith is as small as that of the mustard seed, you will command this mulberry tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will come to pass. The mulberry tree is a tree that has very deep roots and is very difficult for it to be uprooted and to be replanted. But Jesus Christ says to us, if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we will command this tree to be uprooted and it will be uprooted. Don't just think about this as being in a physical terms, as being a mulberry tree. What Jesus Christ is saying to the apostles, if there is any obstacle, and sometimes spiritual obstacles, which are even more difficult to uproot than physical obstacles, when they You reach out to them, and you can't reach out to them. That's where you need that faith. You need God to uproot whatever is an obstacle to the accepting the invitation He is extending to them, to uproot that obstacle so that they will come and know Jesus Christ. As Christian people, we must always witness Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility. That is what the Holy Spirit is in our lives for. We must never be ashamed of witnessing the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Spirit that is in us is powerful. It's not the spirit of timidity. St. Paul tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of preaching the gospel, because it is the power of salvation for everyone, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. It is a power of salvation for everyone. We cannot get into this relativist attitude and say, oh, this person is just fine where he or she is. I'm not going to witness Jesus Christ to him or her. Paul says, the gospel of Jesus Christ is a power of salvation for everyone. We need to invite everyone to accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to give invitations to other people, invite them, witness to them, to come and experience the good news that Jesus Christ brings. That is our challenge as Christian people. That's our challenge as Catholics, to always, at all times, witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. At confirmation, we receive the power of that Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit comes with a challenge for us. And have that challenge or the effect of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In your pews, there's a white piece of paper. I want everyone to take a copy of that. It's a white paper in your pews. This week, I had a more difficult challenge for you, but I decided to change it. One of our challenges this week would be to memorize the words in this paper. These words are from the Catholic Catechism. They are from the Catholic Catechism. And what we're going to do is we're going to recite these words together. We will spend this week memorizing these words. Every Sunday throughout the month of October, every Sunday before the beginning of my homily, we are all going to recite this pledge. This is our commitment. This is our commitment for the month of October. So at the beginning of my homily, every Sunday in October, at this class, we are going to recite this pledge. So let us together recite this pledge.
I have received a special strength of the Holy Spirit to spread and defend the faith by word and action as a true witness of Christ, to confess the name of Christ boldly and never to be ashamed of our cross.
That is our commitment for the month of October, and I challenge you this week. Memorize it. Next week we'll repeat.